story in the papers about Sharon and Jerry, who thought they were doing the right thing. Ottawa said to snowbirds, please come home. Please isolate when you come home. And Sharon and Jerry thought they were doing the right thing. They packed up their RV, began the journey from Arizona back to their base here in the GTA, heeding the government's call. As they got toward the border last week, they had a problem. They had nowhere to go with the RV. Their condo in Scarborough is currently occupied by Sharon's elderly mother. And normally they would return to the GTA much later in the year, stay at a private campground. But she's now discovered they don't operate at this time of the year, and she's not alone. Our next guest is executive director of Camping in Ontario. It's a trade group representing private campgrounds. And her group has received words that hundreds, possibly thousands, of stranded RVers, the people who have no brick-and-mortar residences, have been calling campgrounds all over Ontario looking for vacancies, and they can't find any. Toronto, Hamilton, Kitchener, etc. Joining us on the line is Executive Director of Camping in Ontario, Alexandra Anderson. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning.
This is a very unique problem that I didn't even think about. Normally, I think of a snowbird. I think they get on a flight in Orlando, fly back to Pearson, and they're, you know, back to their house.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a very common practice. It has been going on for many, many years.
So people will take their RV, they'll head down to places like Arizona, they'll head down to the southwestern United States, wherever, Alexandra, and they usually come home. What time do they usually come home? What month?
Normally the end of March, sometimes in April. It depends on how long, you know, it depends on when they go down and how long they stay down.
In terms of what, keeping their OHIP eligibility active, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So they want to come back to the GTA. They want to be able to park their RV before they can, you know, move to their brick and mortar. Why aren't they able to find spots right now?
Because most of our parks, well, in fact, the overwhelming majority of our parks are still closed for the season. They don't have the necessary infrastructure to open up for winter, what basically is winter camping at this point in time. So we have to abide by all laws, which is the bylaws, local bylaws, prohibit campgrounds opening. We have the provincial, you know, provincial regulations as well as federal regulations that need to be adhered to.
Alexandra, are you guys in contact with the provincial government on this? I would imagine that given the fact that it's April tomorrow, we're not talking about a huge time lag here.
Yes, we have been, but I guess, I mean, most of our parks, sorry, I've only had one cup of coffee. most of our parks don't necessarily have the ability to open up early. They don't have the staff in place. They don't have the infrastructure ready to go. I mean, you can't just flip a switch and turn on a campground. And more importantly, you know, willing to open up your doors to somebody that needs to come to the country to go right into quarantine. You know, you have to, it's not just something that you think about lightly, right? Most of our owners live on site and most of our owners have families as well. So there's a lot to consider when you think about opening up a door this year to snowbirds and opening up early for snowbirds.
The woman in the article, Ms. Mead, says she's been surprised by the backlash that she has received online and other RVing snowbirds as well. She says, I'm not going to lie, it's been brutal. My anxiety is off the charts. Are they being told they're not welcome, Alexandra?
No, but in Canada, every Canadian must have listed down a primary residence. And some people that live in this community don't have a primary Canadian residence. So when, you know, when people come back and say, well, we don't have any place to live, our response is, but you should be going to your primary Canadian residence.
Mm-hmm.
That could be some of it. You know, I can't speculate why people say things that they do online, but that is the stance. They should be going to home to their Canadian primary residence.
Okay, is it kind of like the backlash we're seeing from cottage country with people in the GTA who own cottages in Muskoka, Halliburton, that kind of thing, where the locals, the year-rounders, really would prefer they remained in place down here because of the extra strain it would place on the local communities up there?
There is some of that. And I mean, our website, I mean, we have, you know, please stay home. Our campgrounds want to welcome you when it's safe for everybody. We are advocating everybody as much as, you know, we would all like to escape the city. Our government has asked us to stay at our primary residences. So we have to stay out of Cottage Country for now, not forever, but for now.
What about the provincial parks? Are they not closed under the emergency order?
They have been closed. They closed, actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of days before the emergency order was put in place. So they are closed to everybody and have been for quite a while.
And if I'm a private owner of a campground, I'm bound, as you said, by the local laws and bylaws.
That is correct. And most of our parks are not slated to be open until the 1st of May. To have the infrastructure to offer electric, water, and sewer, but particularly water in Canada during the winter months, it's a very, very, it's a niche market, and not very, very many campgrounds, to be honest, offer that service. The campground that the couple in the article actually went into, they actually do have the proper infrastructure to allow somebody to go in during these winter months.
Yeah,
as well as the proper zoning.
I understand they found a place in Milton.
Yes. Yeah, but again, it has the infrastructure in place. It has the proper zoning in place, so they were allowed to basically go there. So that's where I'm assuming that they're doing their quarantine for the next 2 weeks.
So, Supriya, I guess even if the municipalities and the province did some leniency here, if they don't have the infrastructure, your RV's useless, right, Alexandra?
Well, I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, the local health departments are basically saying you need to be able to offer electric, water, and sewer to these stranded, you know, RVers. And again, a lot of our places just simply cannot turn on the water. The RVs are very, very self-contained, and they can last for quite a while, what we call dry camping. But it's the health departments that are saying you must provide the following amenities. So that's why we're sort of restricted. And to be honest, a lot of our owners are just not in a position to open up their park a month and a half early, when, you know, they're basically not. Sometimes they're considered. I'm going to backtrack on that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just very, very difficult. There's most of them are not staffed up right now. So to open up early and a month to a month and a half, it's just not doable for most of them.
That's a shame, because I imagine the RVing lifestyle, you know, you've got your sense of social separation and isolation. If you said everything's self-contained, these beasts are quite fabulous now. They're better than any apartment I've ever rented.
That is true. They're quite lovely. They are. But again, you know, if you're doing a self-isolation, you have to be very, very, you have to be very, very careful, right? You have to make sure that you don't leave your campsite. You don't tend to mingle, because let's face it, most people love to camp because it's socializing and they love to be social. And campers tend to be very social people. So.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that you stay on your site and you don't, you do your social distancing, that type of stuff. And let's face it, once we all sort of get into the country, what do? We all sort of relax our guard. So you're still doing everything that we're doing in the city when it comes to practicing what we need to do these days.
Well, we're all learning something new in these uncertain times, Alexandra. I hope the because I know, as you said, they're a very tight community, and I hope it works out for them, because everyone's been caught short on this one.
Absolutely, definitely. We're all living in unprecedented times, and everything is unfolding day by day. The one thing that has been definitely in our favor is, so far we've had a very, very dry spring, so that has worked out extremely well. And we're just hoping that we can open up for full campers and get people out of the city, and just try to get people reconnected from a mental health perspective, reconnected with their nature this summer. And, I think that will be super important.
That's so true. That's a great point, Alexandra. The past couple of years or so, we've seen some horrible spring flooding.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Very much so. And you know, I mean, you know, the virus is one thing, and then to be watching our Great Lakes, we're also keeping an eye on that as well. So you know, fingers crossed. You know, we don't get that. But so far, the water levels look to be not bad.
Alexandra, we really appreciate your time and welcome to Early Morning.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure how you guys do this. but thank you very
huge
much.
Huge bags of cash, Alexandra. That's what does it for us.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah, I'm lying. Okay. Appreciate it. We're doing it through the dedication. Much. Thank you, Alexandra Alice Anderson. She is executive director of camping in Ontario.